Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today, I'm joined by Alex Elish and Carmel Murphy Elliott. Welcome to the Project Violet podcast. Let me start with you, Carmel. Can you explain what your current ministry role is?
Yeah, sure. So I'm freelance, so I wear a number of hats. I work for an organisation called Urban Life, which accompanies those involved in mission and ministry in marginal contexts through formal and informal education. And then more recently, I've joined the Urban Expression team. So I'm a regional coordinator for the north of England for a day a week. And I'm also part of a little organisation called All the Small Things that supports people who are doing grassroots kind of community organising and community development.
Thank you. Alex, what's your role at the moment?
So similar to Carmel, I'm part of the Urban Expression coordinators team, which I've been part of for, some connection with Urban Expression for about 14 years or so, which I think is actually the same as Carmel, something like that. And I'm also a Baptist minister in a small Baptist church in Peckham in Southeast London.
Great, thank you. We're asking people to reflect back to how they entered ministry. Again, Carmel, would you like to just talk about how you came to be a Baptist minister?
Yeah, sure. So I was a church-based youth and community worker, and within that role was given lots of opportunity and actively supported and encouraged to kind of explore what church might look like for those who perhaps weren't that interested in coming on a Sunday. So worked alongside the young people to explore spirituality, to explore kind of, at that time, alternative worship was a big thing. And it was just, yeah, fantastically enjoyable. And I kind of, in the midst of that, discovered God kind of outside the walls of church in a very different way that kind of, yeah, gave me this call to wider ministry. And so I went to train for Baptist ministry, but always with that kind of call to the edges and the kind of beyond the what we already know of as church.
Perhaps I can ask the same question from you, Alex.
Yeah, I ended up studying theology at university, which was a bit of a surprise to me, but was certain that I did not want to be in ministry, or I was a Christian, obviously, but I wasn't going to be involved in church ministry at all because I wanted to do, you know, something useful with my life. So I started to work for a charity that was working with homeless people. It was a Christian charity in Edinburgh. And a lot of the time we were going to churches to say, could you support our work? Could you volunteer with us and come alongside us as we do this work? And there was sort of a growing realization that we were sort of acting as the middleman. And the more I read the Gospels and the more I read what Jesus was like, it seemed kind of obvious to me that we should be doing those things as followers of Jesus, a bit like Carmel was saying, being on the edges, being on the margins, being with people who would never walk into church, but we were engaging with in this charity. So there was a growing sense, I felt like God was saying, you can't actually stand outside of it and criticize it. If you want to see something different, then you might need to actually do something about it. So, surprisingly ended up training for Baptist ministry in a very roundabout way at IBTS in Prague and a placement in Kent, and all sorts of other wonderful experiences. But yes, a surprising route for me into Baptist ministry.
Thank you for sharing those two stories. That's just really interesting. Now, you took part in the second group of co-researchers in Project Violet, and you chose to work together. Would you like to just talk about the issue or question that you were interested in and why it was important to you? I'll let you decide which one of you starts.
Go on, Carmel.
Jump in first then. So we looked at women's experiences in pioneering contexts, which is perhaps no surprise given the stories we've just shared, but particularly within urban expression, which is where we both have experience. And I guess we felt like there'd be some rich insights from the women that we've been walking with for a number of years. But I think there was also something about how pioneer voices don't often get centered, and there was also this sense of we knew that we wanted these voices to be present and heard within this research, and so felt like we could do something together around that within urban expression.
Yeah, I think it was definitely, I think we saw, I don't know, Carmel, if you had the same experience, I saw the shout out for people to share their experiences. And I thought, oh, that sounds like I should probably do that, but oh, I don't know, I just don't have like the time or the space or whatever. And then I saw a second request, and I was like, oh, maybe we should do something. And I think we were both on the initial kind of exploratory call. I thought, oh, well, maybe we could do something together, because as Carmel said, just felt like not necessarily wanting to like highlight our voices, but to highlight other people's voices and how they ended up in urban expression. And I think we then place the emphasis not just on women pioneers, but actually the flourishing of women ministers. And I think that emphasis really opened it up for us and made it less of like another thing to sort of on the to-do list, but actually just opening out what might be possible and highlighting different ways of being in ministry. So that brought it to life, definitely for me. And actually also the process of how it was going to happen. So meeting with the other co-researchers, then meeting with the theological reflectors, that whole process just was so interesting to me and much more attractive than like writing a piece, sending off, and then, you know, it just like appearing somewhere or whatever. So the interactive and discussion-based way of doing the research, it was just so brilliant to be part of.
Thank you. So you decided to work together. You've explained your topic. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you went about doing your research?
Yeah, so we had three conversations with two groups of women, all ordained Baptist ministers with an involvement in urban expression. And we asked them to tell us a little bit about stories where they felt they had really flourished in leadership and ministry, and also stories where they had really struggled or felt restricted in ministry. And then we invited them to reflect a little bit on their training and how that had kind of hindered or helped their mission and ministry. And then we reflected on that conversation and saw what had kind of come out across the two.
We had a grand plan of, you know, we set the questions out and we sent those to the participants beforehand to sort of help guide our conversation.